Hello, everybody, and welcome back to One Nation Raiders Silver and Black Podcast. This is your friendly neighborhood Raider fan, Jimmy.
This is your blue collar Raider, Omar.
And we are back after a third Raider victory.
Yes.
How good does that feel?
Man, I ain't said that since 2016, right?
2016, my man.
Yeah, 2016.
That is beautiful, isn't it, though?
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, that's right, because that second year, third year Jack Del Rio, we was only six wins, right?
Six wins.
Yeah, it was six wins.
I think
wins.
So, yeah.
It was six wins, yeah. So it was no three in a row.
And it was a letdown season. We got six wins right now, and we still have six games to go.
And everybody with this, and this, what the lady on NFL Total Access was like, and they're going to come, he got easy games left.
Don't yeah, say what is that. It? Why do you keep saying that? This?
You got David Carr. You see his predictions. Win.
He got all six wins.
All six wins.
Oh, we're gonna be no way, man.
We're gonna be 12-4. All six wins. We got all wins. And because it lined up, it was adjacent with the Chiefs.
I love the Raiders, and I'm a passionate Raider fan. That is not gonna happen.
He has a brother on the team. That's what it is.
You know what? I don't care who he has on the team. He's not as invested as I am.
He said, "I'm not gonna."
He doesn't have the years that I have. He doesn't have the blood, sweat, and tears. He doesn't have the Tuck Rule game. He doesn't have the Tuck Rule game.
While he was playing, we were still fans.
Yes,
as he was a Houston fan.
Houston. He was running around. They were doing a bunch of other stuff. I never left the Raiders. Yeah. I was always there.
The Giants.
I was dealing with all kinds of shenanigans.
Real quick side note. Do you think that they should be calling him a Super Bowl winner? He said Super Bowl champion, David Carr. Also, I'm like, but did you win the Super Bowl, though? He was a part of the team, so I
guess. You got to give it to him. You got to give it to him. He's a Super Bowl ring possessing.
Possessing guy.
Possessing gets a quarterback.
Yeah, because in practice, kickers don't do anything, but so does second string quarterbacks.
I guess he's a winner. I guess he was on the team. You got to still be good enough to be on someone's roster when they win the Super Bowl.
So you mean to tell me Dan Marino got to take all that grief for the rest of his life?
I think so.
Not being a winner.
That's just the way.
David Carr gets title Super Bowl champion.
Because
he backed up Eli Manning twice. I think he got one ring. I don't know if he got one or two.
I don't know.
I know he got one for sure.
I'm not that deep down in the archives.
He's your Fresno alum.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention to it. I'm talking about the one that we got right now.
In Derek.
Yeah. So, with that being said, those are my initial impressions. I'm excited about three wins in a row. With that being said, we're going to go three good, three bad, coaches evaluations, game-changing play, and player of the game, or game balls. And then we're going to go ahead and talk about the problem for next week.
In the Jets.
So I'm going to go ahead and start with my three good. And my third good is the fact that we have three wins in a row. So that's my third good.
That's a good three good.
So three wins in a row and three home wins. We won all the games after being on the road, a crazy road trip. You come home and you do everything you imagine. You win three in a row. Now, did they look great? No. They didn't look great, but they were wins.
You fans are killing me right now with the sloppy win.
As long as you win.
And you won by a touchdown.
Winning is contagious.
It wasn't by a field goal or nothing. That's right. Winning comes in bunches.
Yeah. And it's contagious. And once you start, it's hard to stop. Just like losing. It's the same thing. You want to get wins in a row. You want to push yourself. You want to win. Start getting momentum. And if you don't, it's going to be a situation where you're going to struggle. So me, looking at it from the perspective of a Raider fan who's passionate, who loves what he's doing, you have to win.
Do you feel like the Raiders is going to, like, you know, like how they usually do? It's like that year when we was 12-4. We end up being wild card or whatever. It's like, it's always just waiting for that shoe to drop. Like, are we going to lose this next game against the Jets?
I don't know.
It's like, it's going to be either the Jets, the Titans, because I don't see the Chiefs happening after a bye week. I just don't see that happening, dude. I'm a realist. Come on.
Yeah, we're not going to win the Chiefs.
Come on, dude. Yeah, come on. I'm going to call that
right. I'm going to try.
I'll call that in the preseason before I even knew
man, about them having a bye week. I'm trying to look up the archives.
And to try to find our predictions. To try to
find our predictions.
We both ended up 10-6. I ended up 10-6 when the whole, before we did our predictions, I was saying 9-7. Now I'm loving the fact. This is my, what's this, evaluation?
Whatever? Yeah. No, we're on the third grid already.
Okay.
You can go ahead and chime in. Go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say.
I'm loving the fact. I'm trying to look up like old... not reports, but old like interviews and everything. And when they were doing their predictions, just everybody was just talking about bad on us. John Gruden said it in Hard Knocks.
After the AB stuff,
they said it even in a Hard Knocks. There was like, John Gruden said it in Hard Knocks. He was like, they don't think too much of us right now, and I'm getting sick of it. Right, and I was like, yeah, dude, I predict 10-6.
Yeah, me and you are
right. I'm looking more right than I was.
Exactly.
I wasn't feeling 10-6 after that Minnesota game.
No.
I was. Minnesota. I said, let's go ahead and reverse that. Let's go ahead and 6-10. But yeah, man, and then I was like, well, nah, let's stick to our prediction then to see how it plays out. And so far, man.
We're doing okay.
Yeah.
Now, we have a long ways to go still. There's a lot of games here.
I mean, my prediction could go wrong after two games, or three games, and then after
right.
then all of a sudden I'm wrong again. But
and there's other podcasters who don't want to talk about the playoffs, but mm-hmm. we're in the playoff picture. I'm willing to say playoffs. I'm willing to talk about them only because we're not guaranteed it. If we continue to win, then we can guarantee ourselves a playoff spot.
I'm talking about the playoffs because we don't ever get to talk about the playoffs.
No. What else are you going to get a chance to talk about?
I've been alive for 39 years. Man, I don't remember always talking about the playoffs every night. Come on, dude. This is the 2016 and before that. I don't even know.
When you're in contention, you got to talk about
it. Yeah, come on now.
You know what I'm saying?
When can I ever?
No, what else?
You don't know about next year.
No.
Let's celebrate this
year. It's now. It's right now. And we're in the playoff picture.
I'm not looking at the draft. I'm not looking at mock drafts or that like
even,
that.
I'm not even paying attention to college football like that. I'm watching it, but I'm not like, who do we need? I'm looking at the receivers. I'm looking at the now. There's going to be a point where I do that, but
exactly,
not now.
Exactly. I watch a little bit. I don't watch the whole games. I watch a little bit just to see who like everybody's talking about.
Oh,
like
you have to.
Like that dude Joe Burrow from LSU, the quarterback.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to just watch him. I did the same thing. Didn't I call that though?
What?
Everybody was talking about last year. Was talking about Justin Herbert and Tua, the dude from Alabama.
I remember our conversations about him.
Yeah.
What did we say? I said I don't think he can stay healthy.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
I don't know if he's gonna last.
Remember what I told you? That?
Some people.
I don't think he can stay healthy.
Some people like Adrian Peterson. Some people gets hurt in college, but when they go to the NFL. They're fine.
Yeah.
They're fine. He got hurt after years later, but then he came back.
And everyone's going to get injured in the NFL.
But,
that's just going to happen.
As I was saying, there's going to be that dark horse that comes out of nowhere, a quarterback. Every single – that's how Carson Wentz got founded.
Mm-hmm.
There's always somebody that comes out of nowhere and just all of a sudden they wind up being Heisman sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like I knew that dude. There was going to be somebody that came out of nowhere and it's this guy, Joe – Burrow, whatever. He came in now. He's talking about overall pick.
Yeah.
He's talking about overall pick.
He could be.
Right
he
okay,
could
maybe be. I did see some mock drafts, but that's just a habit that I.
All right. Well, my third good is three in a row. We got sidebar. We brought it. Bring it full
bring
circle.
It right back.
We won three in a row, and that's what you have to do when you're in this league. And you get to start talking playoffs if you can win three games in a row like that, especially if you're 500 and then you start your three game winning streak.
Yeah. And I would. Say that could be my three good that we get to talk about playoffs in November around Thanksgiving. But I want to give my three good to the quarterback play. Now, he did throw his first pick in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
He threw his first pick it's been a while. Even Gruden said that play was it fooled him. It fooled him too. Gruden was watching it. That play that when Bates came back on the Bengals. Is it Bates yet?
He drove on the route?
Yeah, he drove on the route because he was running. His back was to the ball, but then he just turned around, he just cut,
and
drove
went
on the route.
Straight to the...
He knew the ball was going to be there. But Carr thought his back is to it, so his momentum is going the opposite way.
Mm.
But he was kind of like fake jogging a little bit in his cut where he knew the ball was going to be. He knew that play.
Yeah.
He just knew that play.
Probably film study.
Yeah, so, I mean, hey, they get paid too, like everybody says, but... That was just a excellent play on him. But besides that, just the ball control and just the movement again, man. Just and then that he threw for a touchdown on that when the rush is coming at him. He's, I don't want to say he's fearless again because you're never, he's never
confident.
Yeah, he's more confident. There you go. I like that more because he looked like he had the fear in his eyes when he fumbled in the end zone in the Green Bay game. Anyway, you remember when?
And let's not lie to ourselves. On that second, on that touchdown, he dove.
Did you?
He lost the ball though. He got it over.
Oh yeah, he did.
And then it kind of fumbled around on the ground. You know,
both his hands on the ball.
Yeah, but it kind of fumbled around a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's just always.
Yeah.
When he's, it's never a sure thing. Let's just be honest about that, okay?
Yeah.
Let's just tell the truth.
I mean, that was an awesome. That was an excellent scramble, though.
There was. Because you see the little shoulder dip. The little,
I was waiting for him to do stuff like that.
The little step in and then step out and use his athleticism.
Yeah, I was waiting for him. He's getting more confident in his lower body again because he stepped in and made some contact, and he didn't just. Last year, he made a little bit of contact, and he just went down.
Yeah.
He went down the court, and they had to go down and touch him for him to be down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just went down. Like, did he just really go down? That's why, what that dude, Max, whatever, was talking about him.
Kellerman?
Yeah, Kellerman was talking bad about him.
He was soft and all this other stuff.
Yeah, that's why he's talking bad about him, because he did stuff like that. I wasn't blaming Max Kellerman, even though Carr did also have a good point. Like, you ain't out there against these big
You don't know what this is about. You don't know about this life.
But, you know. You play the games and critics is going to be critics. But anyway.
You have to critics, you know.
He is playing the game, I think, and what other people are also saying, better than he did in 2016.
I would agree with that. I'd agree with that.
But it's just, he's just not throwing it. It's just a different offense.
This isn't, it's not like a lucky come from behind. We get the flip or the tip. Or the big play and the missed coverage.
Yeah.
And, no, it's not all that.
The other team calls a, I don't know why, play. Like, why did you do that? I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly. There was a lot of that season. Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember the Panthers, there was like on the 40-yard, like, why didn't, it was 4th-and-1, like 3 minutes left or something like that, and they punted it. It was like, they was on our 40-yard line. But I was like, it was, we haven't stopped the run all day. Just running. Oh, wait, whatever. But, my three good is the quarterback play.
Okay, let's go ahead to my two good. My two good is the rookies are still contributing at a high level. Like, you look at Renfrow with his catches, his contributing catches, and he's balling out, getting open, finding ways, you know, stall routes, and then cutting in. I mean, he looks great out there. You got Mad Max Crosby, 4 sacks, 6 pressures. What else can you say about this guy? You got...
When was the last time you had a rookie class like this?
I don't remember.
You can't even compare it to the Derek Carr and
Khalil Mack.
Gabe
Jackson.
Max made me forget Khalil Mack's name. Look at that. Look at that. He made me forget his name.
Forgot Khalil Mack's name real quick.
I can't get it out.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that. You must be really balling out if this dude forgot Khalil Mack.
He got 7 sacks.
He's got 6.5, I think.
6 total?
Who?
Mad Max.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, 6.5?
I think he's at 6.5. Because he got 4 last game.
I think he had 2. He got some fumbles in there or something. I gotta look at his stats.
Hey, don't get mad at us for not looking up the stats on this.
Man, all right, I feel like he got 3-1. What'd he get? We just had 3 total because I remember. Okay. Yeah, I think that we had 3 total because Clint Farrell got 2.5 that game. I think Matt Max got 1. He got 1 that game?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's what it was, I think.
Yeah, so it was good, and he had 10 pressures. That's what it
that's
was.
That's what I care about.
Yeah,
man.
He caused those 3 interceptions.
Yeah, that's what I care about. Like,
so, you got Mad Max. You got, man, my boy, Trayvon Mullen on the side playing some excellent corners. He allowed 4 catches for what? Less than 20 yards? I think it's 17 yards. He allowed 4 catches.
We got him?
Yeah, Hold on. I got to give you props right now. Because you called this. You said he was going to be starting at the end of the year. You said that Josh Jacobs was going to be balling out at the beginning of the year.
I wish we had our archives.
So I'm going to go ahead and give you props for those two picks for saying that. But I also agreed with you. It's not like I was pushing back against And then you just brought it up first, and I seconded it. All right. Yeah. Every now and then, you can have a good idea. Every now and then. Sometimes you make sense. Sometimes your ideas are legit. I said sometimes.
My stuff always works sometimes, okay? If that sentence even makes sense to you.
All right. So that's my with the rookies. And then you got Ingold still running those first downs. I hate that stupid play, the fullback dive.
Oh, yeah. I was like, here it comes.
And it's working, but you know what I mean? It's worked every single time this year.
You know one thing that happened that What's we that? Should be talking about?
What's that?
Is that they reversed a pass interference call, a review.
In the league.
In the league, yeah.
Yeah, in the league.
Yeah.
Not in our game, but in the league.
Yeah, no, they, in the league, yeah.
I forgot what game it was. I think it was the Cardinals. Of all things, they reversed that?
Yeah, I think it was the Cardinals Niner one.
I see way more egregious stuff than that.
I think it was the Cardinals Niner game. I want to say the Cardinals Niner game. If I'm wrong,
I can't remember. Game.
But, yeah, they finally...
I thought it was egregious.
I was like, because this is obviously they're not going to... Somebody agreed to it, and this is let me know how fluky the refs are.
Yeah, and the refs are inconsistent with what they want to do.
Can I bring a shot for you?
Not that.
I thought that one was short.
That one's capped off already. We're talking about water. He's giving me a water right now. So if you're back jostling around, give me a water.
Yeah, that lets you know that the fight is a little fixed. You mean to tell me all those refs and all those games that nobody's going to call the pass interference like that?
Nobody.
Week 12? Week 11? And you call the first one?
Yeah.
That's almost as dumb as not calling a pass interference ever in all the games right now. To not reverse some of them and admit that you got it wrong sometimes. That's the fight's fixed a little bit one time. If you bring it all the way down, I'm not. It's one of those things. It's like, who do you think you're talking to? Man, I'm a grown man. I can see the fight is fixed. You're not going to call it. But anyway. Yeah.
Anyway. Rookies. Contributing back to
awesome class,
so that's a great class. I like what I'm seeing, and we lost a member of the class due to injury
of the first round class.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward. Man. It's like we're gonna get an extra first rounder next year.
That's what I was saying when he first hurt his shoulder. So anything that Mayock do, you feel like is gonna be like, well. Look at the class he gave me last year.
Yeah, well, he's this one class bought him 2 years of classes. It bought him a couple years.
It bought him a good amount. Even, I mean,
I was a little iffy. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was like, I don't know. I liked Josh Jacobs. I liked Trayvon Mullen.
I liked the
Max Crosby pick.
I like Foster.
I didn't know who he was, but I looked his tape.
I like Foster Moreau.
Caught a touchdown. Back to my point. Caught a touchdown this week.
Yeah, another one. And I didn't know about Isaiah Johnson. I didn't know because he was a converted
receiver. I still don't know.
He was out there.
He was out there. I still don't know. We got to see what it looks like.
Nobody's really throwing against him, though. Yeah. It was like...
They kept going. Why do they still keep going after Worley? They still go after Worley. Have you noticed that?
He kind of plays off. That's why. He kind of plays a little bit off.
All right. Well, I've been talking too much on my two. Mm. Let's get you going on yours. What do you got?
I got... My running back is so good right now. It didn't even feel like he ran 100 something. He ran 112 yards.
That's a lot of yardage.
Did it feel like he ran 112 yards?
No.
I didn't know he even got 100.
Well, it did. So. Let me tell you what. Watching the game, because I just watched the game, to be honest.
You going to tell the people why you just watched?
Well, I just watched the game because my son was playing a flag football tournament. Never mind
he scored
three touchdowns in one game. Let's just not even discuss that. He's 4 years old.
Why didn't y'all record all of it?
I don't know.
You can't put it on Facebook?
I don't know. I put it up there.
And then I saw two of them. I keep saying two touchdowns.
Well, he scored three. And he was pretty happy. And I was pretty happy.
Yeah, I know. Why did you put the third one up?
I don't know. I don't know where it's at on the video. You got me talking about this right now. Scored three touchdowns. But I was missing the game. I had to watch it. It was me and this Jets fan whose son also plays on
the Jets fan, huh?
Yeah, he also his son also plays and cuts out for our team.
Oh yeah, well,
so
that was the last.
Yeah, it was the last game. So
I was gonna say, is y'all gonna talk to each other next week?
Oh no, we are, because he's, you know, his wife became friends with my wife, so it's a friend thing. But anyways, because now he's gonna, Damari's gonna play soccer with him, and it's gonna be a whole thing. But anyway, besides the point, I missed the game. I just had to record it, and I saw a bunch of highlights. I watched it, so I didn't want to lie to you guys. I wanted to be legit. Watch the game, every play, every down. Now, go ahead.
Is it too good? Am I too good?
You're too good.
Yeah, it's becomes what he does. This is like what I expect from him now.
Josh Jacobs?
Yeah, this is what he does now. He gets me 100.
That's the expectation now.
He gets me 100 something, 100 plus. Gets me some behind the backfield on some catches now, and they keep talking about him because he's brand new. He's still a rookie, but he did fumble for the first time,
which was gonna happen.
Yeah. That was the first, it's week 12. He just not fumbling.
Yeah, that's.
And he's a rookie.
I wasn't happy about it. Let me tell you.
I wasn't happy.
Timing.
But
the fumble.
Look. I gave my QB 3 good. He threw a pick for the first time in a long time. I gave my running back 2 good. Pretty much when he fumbled for the first time. But you know, that's just how that game was.
Yeah,
that's how that game was. Yeah, that's how that game was. Anyway.
All right. I like your 2 good. I'm gonna go ahead and accept that. And I'm going to go ahead and move on to my 1 good, which happens to be, I don't know what else to do, but this guy, Mad Max Crosby, I have to give him the 1 good, 4 sacks. I don't know. The only other person who's done that is number 1, top 5 pick, Khalil Mack, first round pick, number 1. Like, this guy's a fourth round pick, balling out like he's out of control. Mad Max Crosby. And the pressure. This is not even accounting for the pressure that he was putting on. And some plays, they didn't block him for some reason. Plays, they were starting to try to double team him. And
that play is called an RPO or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, when they just let him just run free.
Uh-huh. That's a bad idea.
Yeah. Because, you know why? Because Josh Morrow fell for it. Josh Morrow. Number 97.
Yeah, Morrow. Yeah,
Morrow. He fell for it. On the one bootleg when Finley, which I told you he's a runner, he ran around the bootleg. He got like 20-something yards.
Mm-hmm.
He fell for it because he crashed in. They thought that, the rookie going to crash in too. They didn't even like have a backup play for that to throw it away or nothing. I don't think he would have had time anyway, because as soon as he turned around, he was there.
He was right there. Because we sent the blitz off the edge, and then the right tackle just let him run across his face, right up in there. So
yeah, he did.
The tight end picked up the blitzer, and then the right tackle just let Max Crosby run across his face for some reason.
Yeah, I don't. And that happens. That happens with even other teams. I watch in like the red zone, and they're always. Yeah, I say if you're the DN, just go after. Don't even go. The running back is way over there. Mm-hmm. Well, why are you crashing down? You worried about his cutback? I also see some DNs actually make that tackle. They made that tackle on us.
Yeah,
but let's go after the quarterback. Yeah. I think he's fair game to hit.
Yeah.
I don't know. They protect him a little bit, but I want to say he's fair game to hit because they will stop doing that.
Only if he's running. If he's running down that line, I think you can hit him. Yeah. So if he's rolling, you can hit him because he's a runner.
Yeah, because he's rolling because it's that option.
RPO.
Play. Yeah, the RPO. There
run
we go.
Pass
yeah.
option.
Yeah, there you go. So that's what that means. So when he does that, I feel like you could push him down a little bit. I don't know.
Let's not have Max Crosby do that because he's gotten too many fines and too many penalties already.
For a pushdown? You get fined for a pushdown?
He's got a reputation. So
he got a rep already? You got a rep already.
So let's go ahead and lead it. But Mad Max Crosby is my number one. His pressures, his passion, his fight, his ferocious energy. Pass rush. He just keeps going. He just attacks and keeps attacking and doesn't stop until he gets to the quarterback or until the whistle is blown. And it's 100%. Every time you go, he's one of those guys. I got to line up against this guy. He's going to be, he's all over the place. This guy's going to be coming every down. You hope he's on the other side. Where's he lining up? Okay, he's on the other side. That's that guy. Because he's going to give you that fight. This is how you fight a bully. You're that guy who just never, you just beat it up. You're wild, you're nasty. The bully don't want to mess with you because it's too much.
Did
you say worth the squeeze messing with this guy?
They try to get him for they try to say about our win and they try to check about his competition. Of course, the answer back to that is you play the guy in front of you.
Always.
And there wasn't too long ago, oh, say last year, when that was us.
Yes.
Well, we couldn't block a soul. But the same guys that's in there right now.
We couldn't block anybody.
Yeah. That was us. So I don't want to hear that mess. Oh, he went up against a backup. Hey, you have him as on your team as a backup.
Yeah. Well, so, what about excuses for us? We got a backup safety. We got a backup second safety. Backup. We got a dude off the streets. Backup
safety.
Coming in to play safety.
He's back in the game now.
We got a guy off the streets playing linebacker.
And Curtis Riley.
We got, like, dude, no one cares. Yeah. We got receivers, people's trash receivers from other teams.
That's people.
Looking through people. You going to eat that?
That's people. Gushers? That's people. That's people who was predicting for us to be whatever they thought. What, 3-13, 4-12. And now they're making excuses for how wrong they are. Because they just said, oh, well, it's because of this and it's because of that. So, I couldn't wait. I was going to be so pissed if I was wrong and they was right. Because I felt like, and I knew, that they knew my team better than they did.
And we talked about this. That's why we have this podcast. Because we understand what we're seeing better than these prognosticators who cover the whole league.
Yeah.
And just kind of do what I did before I watched the Raider game, which is look at clips, look at highlights, and make their assessments based on that.
And just keep watching them over and over again, different highlights, different clips, and watch it again. And I've just watched a different part of it. I watched this player, and I watched that player, and like on practices and drills and all that stuff like that. I knew it. Now, with that comes what I also know, that we ain't gonna just win out the window. No. So that comes with
happen.
That too.
That's not
so,
gonna happen.
But I'll be just next game.
If that happened, I will be my head might explode.
That would be awesome.
I don't think that is not a real possibility.
It's a possibility.
In Kansas City?
It's a possibility. After
when they had a bye week? All right, but that's
the Jets is hot. They won two in a row.
Yeah, and the Jets beat the Cowboys, who's a really good team, and shut their run down.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about them in a minute. Yeah. But go ahead. Let's go ahead.
My one good?
What's your one good?
I'm going to give my one good to... I want to give it... Well, I would say the pass rush, too. But we won the game. I feel like there's more people out there that deserves a one good. So I'm going to definitely give my one good to the homeboy who's fighting injuries. And he was making consistent, big-time catches. It wasn't probably a lot of them. It was enough to give me some points in my fantasy, though, in Tyrell Williams. He was making some big-time. That one in the clinch in the middle.
Yeah, with the three guys around him.
Catch. Yeah. That was a clutch catch. And he was starting to be known to drop the ball a little bit.
He got a case of the drops.
And like in the beginning, I don't want to say the beginning, like mid-beginning, first part of the season a little bit. And then he got hurt. So he's fighting that plantar fasciitis. You could tell he's still not really at full speed.
Did you see him limping?
Yeah, he's still not really full speed. So
it's painful.
I'm giving him, you know about the plantar.
Oh, man.
I'm giving him my one good because his clutch catching and getting us out of those third downs. I'm feeling more confident about us being in third down now these days.
Because of him?
Him, you
trust
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
And
Carr.
And Renfro. Getting... And we got weapons to we feel confident can get open on
Darren
third
Waller.
Down. Darren Waller. You're not like, oh, it's over. Third and long.
I'd be like, third down. It'd just be third down.
Third and six, you're like,
third and four.
That's third and long. Third and six is third and long in our book. There's nothing. We got no play for that.
Now, anything past third and five, if it's third and five last year, I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh, where's the play going to come from?
who's going to make a play?
Yeah. All right. Well, I accept your. Your one, it's a little iffy. It's not a strong one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a strong
he just
one.
Got us, I just remember watching the game, and I watched it again. I remember him getting us out of those situations when we was on the wrong
couple
side of the
third
field.
And longs.
Third and longs. Second and longs, too. It's like, dang.
Yeah.
We had some bad penalties once again.
I'm not going to go.
Yeah, you know, it's part of it.
That's part of the deal.
It's like the weather.
We're getting ready to cover the bad.
Like the weather.
So, you good? You're done?
Mm-hmm.
All right. With that being said, let's go ahead and get into our sponsor, my sponsor, Lion Pride Leadership, this week. Once again, Lion Pride Leadership, go ahead and email them, lpl3@gmail.com, Lion Pride Leadership, for any of your mental health needs and your, you know, you need presentations, you need any kind of consulting when it deals with any emotional or challenging issues. We got speeches, we got presentations, we got de-escalation training. So, Lion Pride Leadership, lpl3@gmail.com, go ahead and look it up. Once again, Lion Pride Leadership, go ahead. We're going to go with the three bad. Mm-hmm. All right. Three bad. My third bad, I feel like this is just, I feel like I pick on this guy almost every week. Mm-hmm. But when I don't pick on him, when I pick on him, he does well. I'm going back to Cleveland Farrell. He disappeared on me this week. I expected him to kind of come and do well after, you know, he had such a really good game last week. I thought he was going to piggyback on that. Unfortunately, he was kind of a non-factor in the pass rush. They also didn't pass the ball that much because they were running the ball.
Part of the three bad.
Yeah. So, but mine is, you know, Cleveland Farrell went on witness protection again, so he disappeared for me. I mean, he batted a ball down and he made a couple tackles, but I need him to pop off the screen a little bit more because here I am expecting a guy in the fourth round to be what he is, you know, what he should have been. I'm expecting Cleveland Farrell to be playing how Mad Max is playing.
Yeah, they're playing opposite right now.
So I need him to raise his level of play.
Mad Max is fast.
I need him to raise his level of play to the intensity of Mad Max. I'm not seeing it. I don't know if I'm going to see it this season. But I will say this. Even though I'm saying it's my third bad, I'm not as hopeless as I once was when it came to him. I will say that. I'm not calling him a bust. There might be some potential there. I do not see the same potential level as Mad Max. I do see potential, though. Go ahead. That's my...
Yeah, I do see... I saw him flash a little bit. This is Mad Max got there first. But he was playing on the inside, too, sometimes. He got subbed out by Murrow a little bit. Josh Murrow. And... yeah, I see what you're saying, but it just wasn't as bad as those other games. Like that game when he got back from his injury, and I think the second game, I think the Houston game, I think it was, he was not.
He was getting pushed around, too. I just want to see more. With Mad Max doing what he's doing, I need to see more, and that's just my opinion.
I feel like he's trying to bite some of Mad Max moves, but it's just not as quick twist as Mad Max is. He's way faster. So, yeah, that's a good three bad. My three bad is on the D line again with the interior D line. I am kind of missing Jelly Ellis a little bit. all of a sudden our runs they're just getting moved around in the interior. The interior D line is not, they get the pass. If Mad Max didn't make that one sack, PJ Hall was gonna make it. He was right there. But running up the middle on our defense, it's getting pretty easy. That's just how it's been. That's just how it's been, man. I haven't been seeing a stop. The only one who's kind of there, but they will kind of double team him or counter the run against him is Hankins. But Hurst and PJ Hall, I don't know. Like, do you see us getting like a, going back to the draft, do you see us picking a, would you be mad if we got like an interior D lineman?
No, I would not. No, I would not. Because
we got some little dudes right now in the middle that's not making it happen.
Well, and we got to figure out a way to solidify that middle and anchor it down.
Yeah, a linebacker needs to come in and fill that hole, too. That's not also happening.
That is a big, huge issue. Because, man, my guy, 59, what's his name right now? Whitehead.
Well, yeah, Whitehead. Tahir Whitehead.
Tahir Whitehead met... Oh, man, Joe Mixon in the hole, and he drug him for three more yards. Did you see that play where it was third and one or whatever, and he met him in the hole, bam, and he just got moved, ran over. He tried to tackle him, but he couldn't get him down on the ground.
He weighs as much as the running backs do half the time. Tyrell Whitehead is a weak side linebacker.
Right, and he's playing in the middle, and he's smart, and he's doing a good job, mm-hmm. but like you said, our run defense was fool's gold.
Foolsy. Yeah, shame on you.
I see the copper on that.
When you bite into that, it kind of...
It's copper.
You see your bite mark.
It's not real.
And behind that is some copper.
It's not real. So, that's what makes gold me nervous plated.
Moving gold forward. And gold plated.
All right, so that's your...
That's my three bad.
Three bad.
Is interior D line.
All right, my two bad is the red zone offense. We got to get more points in the red zone than we did lately. Our effectiveness in the red zone, I don't want to step on my own toes for my one, but I just didn't see the holes there, and the effectiveness, there was holding calls, there's penalties. We just got to clean things up. We dropped a touchdown. You got to get it clean. Yes. Our boy, Darren Waller, dropped a touchdown.
Hey, dropped. I thought they deflated. I don't remember.
Remember the back shoulder. Carr was like, just settle down right there. Darren Waller. He didn't sit in the zone. He kept going across.
He's used to Renfro sitting in the spot.
So he didn't sit in the spot. He dropped it. He threw it back shoulder. He threw it right where he's supposed to. Darren Waller's still going the other way. Two hands on it. He dropped it. So
he's kind of been all over the place, huh? He's kind of flaring a little bit.
He's got to settle down.
Settle down a little bit.
So I'm saying our red zone offense has got to get cleaned up. It's really, we got to be way more efficient in there. Our play calling's got to be cleaner. We got to be more efficient and relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're frenzied. Once we get in the red zone, there's always a timeout for some reason. We're in the red zone, and then, we're pulling timeouts out of nowhere. I don't know if you noticed that lately. Almost every week.
I am confident once they do call a timeout, now we're going to do something good.
We're going to be better off than we were.
I am confident that they're going to do that. Because I think they call a timeout, and we got that first down. We didn't score a touchdown.
No, we did not score a touchdown.
That was the one that we got a penalty.
That was a bad back. And then,
homeboy jumped off sides. Are you really going to call that on us?
Yeah, he jumped off sides. He crosses the... But they called it on us.
Dude, you're right.
What did I tell you about my theory, though?
You're looking right at the...
What's my theory?
The black ref?
It was a black...
The one referee. He's talking about the one that wears the white hat.
It doesn't matter.
He's a head ref.
Whenever there's a white hat, we have way worse penalties, and it's all bad. And I'm a black man myself. I'm just telling you.
I don't even remember if it was a black dude that was a man, but he was.
It was a black dude, 100%. I just watched the game before this I came year, over though, here.
It's been everybody.
It's been everybody.
Especially green,
the black dudes. For some reason, they just don't like that. I don't know what it is. All right, but that's a sidebar. But go ahead. That was the red zone is, we got to get more efficient. We got to clean that thing up, and we got to be able to be more effective in the red zone if we want to be a playoff team. If we want to use the P word, playoffs. If we want to continue this, if we want to win, Mr. Carr. We got to be David Carr.
Yeah.
My Fresno State teammate, we gotta get that clean. We gotta clean that up. There can be very little, there pretty much no field goals moving forward, especially in the next two games in the red zone. You gotta score touchdowns. If you're gonna win these next two games,
that same game better be some because they've been scoring a lot of touchdowns. Yeah, matter of fact, you're right. These two
next
games.
Next two games.
Because the Jets are playing the Jets
at home? In that stadium? And they're not reading the Raiders press. They'd love to end our season. They'd love to get in the way of what we got going on so that they can prove their merits off of us. Yeah,
they need momentum going into next season.
Yeah, they want to prove their worth off of us. That we're getting into the problem for next week. But go ahead. I'm just saying, red zone, if you need the next 2 weeks, you're going to win.
My two bad is going to be the simple fact. I know it's part of the refs, but it's all one thing. Cause I'm missing Dwayne Harris. Every time we get a punt, they punt the ball to us, it's always a holding call. And I haven't been getting the same returns that I've been getting that I was getting with the Dwayne Harris.
Yeah.
Travis. See, we forgot Travis Davis.
Trevor Davis.
Trevor Davis. We're forgetting his name because he haven't done nothing. I don't know how long he has lived. He hasn't done anything on offense.
Why do we? Yeah. We were getting production from him out of offense.
We gave up fifth or sixth pick.
We just like sixth. You know what?
Yeah, because Zay Jones, who I think he got like one ball thrown.
That's Trevor Davis for sure.
Trevor Davis, yeah. He's giving me nothing on my no returns. Don't try for it. It looks like, I mean, I'm not just talking about this game too, because last game was the same thing. It looks like we're going to, I know he's older, so he was going to be gone. And Dwayne Harris.
But he kept getting injured. That's the only issue.
I'm not saying that I wish that we had, it's Trevor Davis. I'm not saying that I wish that we would get him off the bench, because he's IR now. So what's done is done. He's gone. But can I get some production from the trade that we traded something for him.
Yeah,
we traded a pick for him. Right. I'm trying to throw away picks.
Yeah.
You threw away picks with AB, you threw away picks.
Hunter Renfro's a fifth round pick.
Yeah, see? Hunter Renfro's a fifth round pick. And now we got Mayock that could find something in the late rounds.
Right. That's gold That's gold.
And that was for a six round pick. So it's like, we threw away a pick last year for AJ McCarron. We didn't keep him. He's on a team that I think we just played. He's a second string for somebody else right now. So we just throwing away picks, not even really using them, and it's showing again in Trevor Davis. We're using them for the punt returns, yeah, but is he really returning the balls then? Because it's like, there was some punts that I feel like he had some space.
All right, well, he's got to get more production. I'm going to go ahead and say, you know what? That's up in the air for me. I'm going to push back against you a little bit on that because he was able to – never mind. Because I was going to say he got that big long run and this and that, the other. But right when we needed him in that friggin' Houston game, that ball got punched at –
That was the Bears game.
Bears, but yeah, we still won
peanut.
That.
Yeah, it was a peanut punch.
Yes.
Yeah. Because he got the other return against – I think we just got him. Mm-hmm. But I mean, yeah, that was the beginning of the season. I want to stay consistent. With the productivity.
More productive.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's not getting opportunities. I don't know what it is, but he's got to be more productive.
I know only so many balls to go around, and they just threw one ball to Zay Jones this past game. I think he got like one target, one ball.
No, he got
one catch.
More than one target.
He did?
But he got one catch, though, I think.
He got one catch. He definitely got one catch. I don't know how many targets he got, but... He got to do better, too, on getting open.
Well, and he's got to earn Carr's trust. Once you earn Carr's trust, you look at Hunter Renfro.
Hunter Renfro. That was
you know what I'm saying?
You see that ball he threw up way out there?
Oh, man.
I was like, get it. Joy, he got it. Woo!
Yeah.
That was third down.
Yeah.
Because he's starting to do that.
Carr threw a nice deep ball on Hunter Renfro.
He started to use the whole field on third down. Don't just use the first down marker.
Yeah.
You remember when he was doing that with when we had Musgrave? It would be 3rd and 1. You know, deep to Crabtree.
Yeah.
He was like 20 yards to Crabtree. He jumped up and got it. Like, yeah, use the whole field. You still have the whole field to use. But, yeah, that's my two bads. I'm not really feeling like I'm getting a whole lot from my special teams right now and Trevor Davis.
All right. Well, my one bad happens to be extremely frustrating to me. Mm-hmm. This is what really frustrates me. And I felt like this was going to happen. I think our offensive line was playing better with other guys.
Oh, man.
Because everyone felt like they had to pick their level of play up.
Yeah.
Now everybody's in there. They're like reading their own press clippings. Like, mm-hmm. Everybody should bow down now that we're all here.
Yeah.
Instead of playing up to the level that they need to play at,
yeah,
they're walking in and going down for down, expecting people to roll over for them instead of being and producing like the unit that they are predicted to be once they're all whole, because they're there and they're playing worse than they did.
Gabe Jackson
got against lesser talent.
Gabe Jackson got jizz nuked.
Yeah, and pushed around, and they're holding,
yeah,
and they're reaching, and they're off balance, and they're jumping off sides.
Because what's the name?
My one bad. offensive line.
Because that's why I'm saying it didn't feel like Josh Jacobs got 100-something yards because he was getting stuffed this time.
Yeah.
He was getting twos and zeros and ones. I was like, what?
Negatives?
Yeah, I'm used to him getting three and up. Mm-hmm. Like, yes. I'm used to him winning or tying at least. But, yeah, that was definitely – that's a good two bad.
One bad.
One bad.
This one is not bad. One bad.
I'm tired.
Yes, you are.
I'm a little doped. That's okay. Up. I'm a little doped up on this – on the painkiller right now.
On the painkillers. Man.
I didn't get to tell you. Tell the fans I broke my ankle. We just went into it right now.
Yeah, you broke your ankle. Yeah,
I broke my ankle pretty good there on the jiu-jitsu mat, but it happens.
That's part of part of jiu-jitsu. Athletics, right?
Yep. And it's all, I'm healing slowly. Taking my time. No weight on my leg. But, man, the homeboy fell on me like a dude did on Tua, the Alabama guy.
Oh yeah,
it could have been all. It could have been like that. He had two. He had an ankle injury. He had ankle surgery. Yeah, I know he had a hip surgery.
He had another surgery. One. He had the face one because he had his nose.
Yeah, but he had another lower body surgery. It was a hip and another lower body. Knee or something. I don't think it was the knee because he'll be out of talks for the draft.
Yeah,
he might as well come back again to Alabama.
He's going to leave the draft.
Now, I don't know, but he might as well. Because this is his third year. He'll be a junior.
Yeah, so he
should
go back.
He probably should go back.
I don't think he's made for the game because he's kind of frail. He's kind of tiny. He's slight of frame. And he's not built like Russell Wilson.
He's a thickums.
No, he's not built like Russell Wilson.
He's not built like 28-year-old Russell Wilson, but he's built like Ricky Russell Wilson
when he came out. He still looks frail to me.
He's built like Russell
Wilson. He's never had the Russell Wilson build.
There's dudes who could be bigger and still get hurt, like in running backs and all other type of positions. But nah, dude, he's a thickum.
I don't see it.
Thickum. Thickum.
I don't see it.
Thickum.
He is not thick, dude. Really?
Thickum. Really? That's an old school beat right there. What's that? Is that the Fat Boys?
It's a brrr, stick'em. Stick'em.
Yeah.
Was it the
Is that the Fat Boys?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I'm not that old. I gotta get my brother on that one. That's why I called you old, Lamont. I called you old. But anyway.
All right, go ahead. Let's give me your one so we can get through here. I gotta get to bed, dude.
Yeah, because I think my painkiller is starting to wear out. I can kind of feel my ankle right now. What was I saying?
Yeah, put it up then.
Yeah, that's not. You saw me over squirming earlier. That's not working. All right. I gotta just get through it and get in bed. My one bad is I feel like my defensive play calling, and that is my play calls right now, isn't really playoff worthy. It's like we're gonna probably go to the playoffs and. If we do go to playoffs, we're going to – I'm a little bit of both. The offense is too conservative after you get that lead. It's too conservative. It's not really killer instinct, and that could kill you in the playoffs. Or, just going against a playoff team. And the defense also, it kind of just leaves a whole lot of holes wide open.
It's a lot of meat on the bone.
It's just wide open. It's just like
I don't there like was, the zone.
Dude, there was times when I was when it was when they scored me because they had the lead. It took us a while to get that 7 and tie. It took us a while. We didn't just go back and tie it like that. There were times when I was saying, "Oh, this isn't a playoff. I don't care if we even win this game. This is not a playoff team. If we could go to the playoffs, that don't mean we're a playoff team. We went to the playoffs in that 2016 season." We wasn't, well, by the time we got there, we wasn't a playoff team.
Right, because Carr got hurt.
Because Carr and the second wheels in the third string quarterback, rookie quarterback who never took a snap. But, it's just they got to either they saving it for something because they never even brought back. People were talking about those three tight ends packages with the pass plays and then running it and passing it with those three tight ends. And they didn't even bring that back. I don't know if they're holding it for something. Because Carrier hasn't really been in it. He hasn't got that many snaps. Morrow is getting touchdowns still. Waller is catching the ball deep and everything. But it's just, I feel like he's still being a little bit conservative.
I agree.
There's a whole lot of three and outs.
That's why
and
the play calling, the red zone play calling is part of my issue.
Yeah.
Because it goes back to what exactly you're describing. Conservative, inefficient. Yeah. Lack of creativity, all of everything you're talking about. But you're saying on both sides, I'm saying on offense, I agree with you on the defense because you feel it on the defense.
Yeah.
But there's guys individually making plays, which is making the difference for the defense. You're getting the pass rush from Max Crosby, and you're getting the really solid corner play from Trayvon Mullen. You're getting some really good solid play from him.
Yeah, you're getting solid play from individual players. And I'm kind of we still got to wait until Swanger and Deion Jordan get their football legs back under them, get back in football shape. Hopefully, it'll be a good shape. But yeah, still, man, it's really I mean, 17-10. I know people. It's a football team and everything, but it's like if we play like Baltimore like that or something.
Everybody plays and Cincinnati like that pretty much because they're pretty scrappy though. Scrappy to have some talent.
I just mentioned Baltimore. They killed Cincinnati. It was a murder show.
It was
like, I think it was a 59. I don't know, but
you talked about how Harbaugh is. He'll run up the score.
Yeah, he'll run the score up on you. If I could pick a coach I do not like in the NFL right now, is that guy. Out of all those coaches.
Yeah.
Out of all of them. He just comes off as an asshole to me. All the way, just 100%. I don't know what it is. I just feel it in my bones.
All right.
But yeah, that's my one.
I agree.
Bad. My play calling isn't really playoff caliber right now.
Okay, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. Which leads me to our coaches' evaluations. Coaches on both ends for me are going to get the same grade, which is a C.
I was trying to get the water down.
They're going to get C's.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything to write home about. That's why you pass. The only reason you pass is because we won. If we didn't win,
I feel like it was more. If this makes any sense, I feel like it's more of an individual effort than it was the coaching.
This game,
yeah, I feel like because Max Crosby just took over. He just one on one. I don't know why they don't double team him, but hey, keep on doing that.
They did. The friggin' what's his namers did. The Lions did.
No, I'm talking about this game.
Oh. Yeah. Lions double teamed him.
Yeah, because he was quiet that game.
Yeah.
They're Khalil Mack in the right now.
But he still had 10 pressures that game, though.
Yeah.
They double teamed him. It doesn't matter. I want you Raider fans to know something. It doesn't matter if they double team him. He's still going to find a way to get home.
Yeah.
I've seen it. It's been documented. I've been watching him. We've been watching this for a while now.
Dude.
He's still going to get home. So don't worry about Max Crosby. No one's going to be like, oh, they figured him out. He's going to still be playing this level of consistency because he's not a secret. Deion even called him. He balled and got the call. So,
Yeah, he's not a secret no more, definitely. No. So, yeah, I feel like his arms got longer, man. I said that earlier.
He's the condor.
I feel like his arms got longer.
He's the condor. Like, dude. So we got coaches' evaluations. They both get C's. For reasons we just both described, there's not a whole lot of meat on that bone to keep talking about.
Nah.
I keep saying meat on the bone, but I'm going to stop. Game-changing play for you.
For me, the game-changing play, I know this was just awesome to me, though. This is part of why it's a three good as far as the quarterback play. It's crazy because my game-changing play is when Carr got sacked. But when the guy came around, Carr didn't see him, and he had both hands on the ball. He's learning his lesson. He had both hands on the ball. Even the commentator was like, I don't know how he did not fumble that ball.
Yeah, that was Trent Green.
Trent Green.
Chiefs quarterback.
I know it was a sack, but that could have easily been a fumble. It was on their 20.
Mm-hmm.
It was on... It was
58 came in. Whatever. I forgot what his name
is. Yeah, he beat Colton Miller.
Got his butt spanked.
Colton Miller got just whooped.
Dog whooped.
Yeah, he got whooped on that play. He's just not going to win them all, man. There's this one... he's going to give up at least one or two sacks. It was a bad day
for offensive line.
Yeah, it was. All around. I mean, out of all the other days, it was. They seen better days, definitely. But he did not fumble that ball.
That's a good poop. That's a good.
Because that would have changed the game. Because it was 7-7 then. It was 7-7. I think it was the beginning of the game. That would have changed it.
Yeah.
Because he would have. Dude, Homeboy came in full, just swipe. Body almost in the air and just came down on his. On the football.
On the football and the arm. And he didn't.
Yeah. He just held on to it. I was like, that is amazing.
Yeah, I watched it like 3 or 4 times.
That's amazing.
That he was didn't a good
ball. That's strong. They taught him to hold the ball with grit and just wait and move around like in the pocket. That takes straight concentration.
Yeah.
That's it. He's not loosening or nothing like that. He sits it. He's real tight. And there's, I was like, ah.
That was all about the fundamentals right there. That's good quarterback coaching.
Yeah.
So if you don't like that play, if you don't like what we're saying, email us at OneNationRaidersPodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's OneNationRaidersPodcast@gmail.com. Find us on all platforms, One Nation Raiders, Silver and Black Podcast, on Spotify, on, what is it, Google Play.
You know, Pandora, there's all types
Pandora,
of platforms.
Pandora, you find
wherever
us on
you get
there.
Your podcast.
Wherever
platform.
You get your podcast, yeah. We're on there. Find us, iTunes. Leave us a review. Hey, leave us a 4-star, 5-star review, actually, on
iTunes?
iTunes Podcast. Yeah. Leave us a good review.
It's on the podcast, yeah.
Go ahead. All right, my bad. Oh, so it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
My game-changing play. I'm going to have to go with the game-ending play with Trayvon Mullen. He finally
got this pick. He finally got that pick.
Yeah, he finally got his pick.
The whole game, he was there.
In that fashion, mm-hmm. It wasn't only the game-changing play. Mm-hmm. It was a play that infused confidence in our defense. Infused confidence in a young rookie corner that, yes, this guy can make big plays in big time situations and end the game. I think that moving forward is going to propel us moving forward to next week, because they got some speedy guys over there and on the Jets, which we're going to get into. Anderson's got some wheels on him.
Man,
and
he was up for a trade talk for a minute, but yeah. And that guy Stan, he reminds me of Benjamin from the Chargers now, but he was with the Browns at first.
That's right. Yeah,
yeah, he's real thin.
But yeah, that's my game changing play, is that the interception by Trayvon Mullen that it just ended the game right there. It's over. They didn't have any timeouts. He ended the game. It's all she wrote. Finish it with help from Max Crosby.
Yeah, because he was chasing him.
He was chasing
him. Homeboy was running.
He rolled out. He told dude to go deep.
How nervous was you when Ryan Finley was limping around and Andy Dalton started to warm
nervous.
Up?
I was nervous.
That was every... I was like, oh, it's going to happen again.
You know what? You know how it is. The backups always come
it's
in.
It's going to happen again. I said, do not hurt the quarterback, dude. Do not hurt the sorry dude quarterback. The veteran going to come in and light us up. Like, it's a change up that we didn't prepare for. Like, if he was in there the whole time and we prepared for him, that's different. Because he got replaced for a reason in Andy Dalton. But, yeah, man, I was nervous when he was warming up. I was like, oh, no. He's going to come in and win it for him. Yeah.
But go ahead. We're going to go ahead and pick you. Who's your player of the game? Go ahead. Your game ball. Who are you giving it to?
Crosby, dude. He 4.
Mad Max?
Yeah. 4 sacks. I mean, and I don't know how many pressures. He have a ton of pressure. He calls a fumble.
Mm-hmm.
He calls the first fumble. This first sack was the sack fumble.
I'm going back to the well. I'm going Trayvon Mullen. I'm going back to the well.
Mm-hmm.
The pick, the almost pick to the house. He's breaking on balls. He's seeing it. He's seeing the field. He's seeing the game. He's playing really well. This is what you ask for with a second round corner. This is what you're hoping to see.
You know what? It made me even more confident in him is that he broke on a ball on a pump and then recovered.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he recovered. It probably against a slower receiver though, but
it doesn't matter.
He can take those. He knows when to take those chances like that, because he knows he's going against this receiver. He knows I'm faster than you. I'm faster than him.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So I can go ahead and bite on it.
He's fast
and
long.
Then cut back. So it's all right and get back into the play.
Yeah.
If there's a punt. So
that's my player of the game. Trayvon Mullen, shout out to you, buddy.
He should have definitely been a first rounder.
Yeah.
I mean, not from he just slid to the second because he's
there's so many good players right
now. Yeah, he was just so he and he's his slender body, they've said. They didn't think he was built for the game, but
he's aggressive and he tackles and he's long and he attacks the football. This guy is everything you want in a corner. So I like him. Eventually, he's going to make some mistakes, though. I hope I don't see him this week. Here we go. Talking about the problem for this week, I'm going to go ahead and have to say, you're going to go first. That's what I'm going to say.
Le'Veon Bell. We haven't stopped the run since the Detroit game. So, we didn't stop the run against the Chargers. We didn't stop the run against Joe Mixon. Doing whatever he danced in the end zone. I was like, I hope that's the last time I see that.
What's his name? Adams.
Jamal Adams,
the safety, is the problem for me this week. He can sack. He's got 5 sacks in the last 2 weeks. He's coming up on the line of scrimmage. He's ripping balls out. He's getting sacks. They're the number one
ever since run defense.
They're the number one run defense. They will even stop your run. They will stop your run.
Even after trading Leonard Williams, huh?
Yeah, they don't care. They will stop the run. And nothing in our offense works without the run. And they will stop it. Ask Ezekiel Elliott and the Dallas Cowboys. If your plan is to run the ball against the New York Jets, you will lose that game. You need to figure out a way to make the passing game your way to victory. Because if you try to go in there and think you're going to run on them in their home, on the you think you're going to go on the road?
Run the ball. You have to give the body shot.
I didn't say don't run at all. But if your number one game plan, and that's the game plan you have, is that you're going to be effective running the ball, and then, oh, it's not working versus the number one run defense. You got to have a really strong game plan of throwing the ball in the air. You still run it. You still run it.
The game plan with the tight end package and the fullback, you got to run that. You got to bring that game plan back.
I agree.
You got to bring that game plan back.
Because that opens up the game, right?
Yeah.
Because you bring in more big bodies, but you still can pass out of that. And you could still run out of that. I think that gives you the best options. I agree with you. I think Jamal Adams and his ability to cover and to come up and smack you in the mouth and to blitz off the edge, his energy, his passion infuses the rest of the defense.
He has to get big.
It matters to him.
We got to get big. He has to get a big body on him. And our fourth round pick and Murrow, probably, I think, as far as the tight ends.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's what's going to
happen. Well, I think Jamal Adams has that same issue that Mad Max has, that tenacity. Mm-hmm. The tenacity, there's no measuring stick for that.
I remember his rookie season, and when we whooped him, he was the only one out there making a play.
Right.
when Marshawn Lynch was dancing or whatever, he was the only one out there making a play.
He's so tenacious. That guy's tenacious.
Yeah.
And when you have a guy like that on the team, and then he finds a way to make a play, it starts bringing everyone else up, you got to watch out for that, because he'll catch on like a wildfire, and he's all of a sudden everyone else is on fire, and they're running into the end zone taking pictures as a whole team. We don't want to see that.
Why did that start to be a trend?
I don't know.
Yeah. Mine is definitely Le'Veon Bell, though. Like I said earlier, we just haven't been stopping the run.
All right.
If he get hot, you've seen him get hot. They just stay at it. We slowly try to do it back. Can't really run it for the reason that you just said right now. So we got to start passing it and get the three and out. And then
three and outs.
And then they just slowly just run the ball again. That clock out. And all of a sudden, what? It's the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Yeah.
So that could be a straight problem.
On the road, it's tough, too.
Yeah.
Being on the road is hard.
So, East Coast time. They flexed our other game.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, 10 man.
O'clock morning.
They're flexing that game. And this because they know that it's going to be like a big. Even though if we win or lose, that game's going to still be a big time game against the Chiefs. They flexed the Chiefs game. And it's like, don't not look past the Jets. Dude.
No, you cannot. Yeah. Well, the Jets are good. They're a good football team. They have a lot of talent.
They're better than the Bengals.
It's just, you know, depending on who they got going on this week versus that week.
They had a bad case of mono and lost a bunch of games. And now they're 3-7 now. Now the quarterback's trying to catch on. I was hoping he only had the kissing disease when we played him. But that's all right.
Well, that's it. That's what we have for you this week. Do you have anything else you want to add?
Nah, I got nothing.
All right. Well, this is your friendly neighborhood Raider friend Jimmy checking out.
This is your blue color Raider. I'm a little drugged up right now.
I don't know if I'm gonna be able to podcast. We'll get it in Wednesday because I won't come back. I'll be out of town till next Wednesday. I'm leaving Friday. I'm going to Crescent City up north.
Oh, for the
almost Oregon
for football,
where all the white people are, huh?
For football?
No, for family stuff. For Thanksgiving, visit family, brother-in-law.
That's next week, huh?
Yeah.
That's right.
So I'll be back on Wednesday, we'll figure it out.
I don't know.
All right, we'll get you guys a podcast. I'll talk to you guys later. I'm out.
All right.